Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 brings you The Catholic Doctors, discussing medicine in light of church teaching. And now, The Catholic Doctors with Dr. Michael Parker and Dr. Will Turek.
Welcome to The Catholic Doctors Show, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This is your co-host, Dr. Michael Parker, in studio with Dr. Will Turek.
Indeed, Mike. I'm here.
Will, good to see you.
Present and accounted for.
In all ways.
Indeed. Indeed. I did my examination of conscience on the way up here.
Why? Was it that bad a drive?
The traffic was horrendous. It was awful.
We'll date the show. There are several things going on as we're taping the show today, and that is the Demi Lovato Jonas concert, and then Real Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain game is going on at Ohio Stadium. So we're going to date this show. We don't really care.
It's all right.
So traffic was miserable. It was miserable coming from the north, the south, and east and west.
It was crawling like a sloth. It was crazy.
So at one stadium, you're going to have a bunch of screaming 14- and 15-year-olds, and at the other stadium, you're going to have a bunch of screaming 15- to 25- to 40-year-olds, right?
That's right. That's exactly it. And I'll tell you what, there were plenty of accidents, too. So that's why I was examining my conscience.
Yeah, nobody's paying attention. Well, we're glad you made it here safely.
Yep.
But today, is for our listeners and for us and for everybody here at St. Gabriel Radio, this is a very special show for Dr. Turek and I. As many of you know, Dr. Turek and I have been doing this show for almost 6 years, since October of around 2010.
Yep.
But it's time to quiet the mics.
You know, I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had his reunion tour around the league, and then he did it again.
Right.
Michael Jordan did it again as well. He came back with the Wizards. Now he owns them. You know, but the thing is, we feel like, you know, there has to be a time when you just hang them up. Larry Bird knew when to sit down, right?
Praise God.
Yeah, he did. You know, there are a lot of guys that I think don't know when it's appropriate to stop.
Well, you know, when we started this show 6 years ago, it was kind of a fluke.
Completely.
And when you called me and asked me if we would be willing to do this show, I said to you, well, as long as the Holy Spirit is calling us to do this show, we'll continue to do this show.
Right.
And well, as long as we're having fun at it and it's still being a fulfilling show, we'll continue to do it.
We still are having fun. But we're still having fun.
We
never stopped having fun. But the thing is that there are a lot of things that, you know, we just can't control.
Sometimes life takes you in different directions that you just got to follow that path and make sure you're okay.
That's right. You know, we have to surrender. You know, we did a show with Marianne Jepsen when you weren't here about, sorry, I had to get a little zinger in there, about 12-step programs. And one of those steps is about surrender.
Right.
And, you know, the fact of the matter is that's what this is about, is surrendering to the will of God and knowing that all will be well with St. Gabriel. And we will make a little guest appearance from now and again. Just to kind of make sure that people don't forget us.
So today is kind of like you and I talking about our career here at St. Gabriel Radio and
our career. Well, that's a strong word.
Well, you know, our run here is host of the Catholic Doctor Shows, and we have been blessed to be on the Catholic Doctor Show. And you mentioned Marianne Jepsen. You know, Marianne, in the beginning, it was very fun to kind of have that rivalry with Marianne.
Sure.
And just goes to show you, Marianne, who shows last. But
I got a duck because I know it's coming at me eventually.
I love Marianne to death, and Marianne does such a wonderful job on the radio, also. And it was fun to be on the show with her. And,
to
do a lot of things with her here on the radio show. But you know, we've been doing the show for 6 years. What are some of your favorite shows or fondest memories of the radio show?
You know, I sat and I pondered this the other night when I was watching presidential speeches and convention speeches, and because I was a little bored, you know, some of them were bad, and I sat and I thought about it, and I was like, you know, Father James, my theology teacher of 2 years in high school, who's a mentor of mine, he used to say the corporal is always subordinate to the spiritual, and as much as you and I both love medicine, and as much as we relish our callings, you know, particularly, you know, to the healing arts, the spiritual shows that we've done have often been, I think, for me anyway, the ones that have resonated. And when I got up from the chair, I said, Jesus was truly present. He had his spirit sure. in this room when we sure. were doing the show. Not, like I say, and certainly not because of you or I, but because it just, he was here. And, right. and he made his presence known with, you know, the one that comes to mind, two that come to mind in particular. One was Roseanne Beichelman.
Right.
The show, she is, she's a cancer survivor, but it's clear she's a member of St. Andrew Parish, and it's very clear that she's been fighting a long time against her cancer, and she is just joyful and lovely, and she has the spirit of God with her as she marches on through this and inspires people along her way. So
she has a complete trust.
She does,
and that was beautiful. It was a beautiful show, but I think. The one thing that was unique about this show was that we combined that spiritual with the medicine.
Yeah.
And you don't find that on many shows on Catholic radio as to how your disease process can affect you spiritually. But also, we had this discussion on many shows is how the sacraments helped people with the healing, whether it was from pornography, whether it was from other types of addictions, whether it was from abuse of any different kind. About how the spiritual aspect of our faith helped to heal them through the sacraments.
Yeah, I mean, well, the first thing that comes to mind, you recall, so, 2 or 3 years ago, we did a show on pain medicine.
Right.
You know, narcotic pain medicine, which actually would have been, you know, we could keep doing that show and addressing that issue. But we followed it up with a show on Salvavici Dolores,
right?
John Paul II's exhortation on suffering and redemptive
right.
suffering,
right?
And that was a very instructive show for me. I had read the document before, but it was because we had to come on the air and talk about that. I think we wove that into a lot of other shows too.
Sure.
You know, with the suffering. With actually, the most recent show we did with Jeannie Ewing about uh-huh. Her child that has Apert's.
Right.
That was very evident. You know, very evident. And you know, some of the Courage shows. You know, the folks that you know with Father Pat Toner, who you know, and Father Joe Klee, who's a previous chaplain of that organization, where these folks are dealing with same-sex attraction, and they are living with it, and they are living the church's truth out in their lives.
Sure. And I think those are messages that oftentimes don't get out because there's right. nobody that's really taken that stand. But, you know, we've had some rather unique guests on the show, too. I remember one of the earliest guests we had on the show was Newt Gingrich
and
his wife Calista.
Right.
When they came out with the movie on John Paul II.
That was that. I think you and I were really looking forward to that show, and they were wonderful.
Man, we thought we were big time.
We were. We thought, oh my gosh, we've really arrived. We, you know, and but the thing was that was you know, to promote his video
right.
on John Paul II. Obviously, the local guild of the CMA, the Catholic Medical Association, is the John Paul II guild. So
right.
prior to his canonization. So we have a special affinity for John Paul. And, you know, that was a way for us to really extol his virtues, to enter into the story, you know.
Sure.
And I think it was a well-received show.
No, I think so too. And you know, that was back when we had an hour format for the show.
Yeah.
We initially had an hour format, and then we learned that we got to go to a half an hour format, and you and I were both scared at that time that half an hour was not going to be enough for the two of us to talk.
Right.
It turns out it's plenty.
It's just fine. It was just fine.
And I think the show actually improved after we went to the half an hour format.
Yeah, I think we had to you know, really confine and focus our topics and be on point. Maybe we weren't always there, but we at least tried and you know, to really focus on you know, the salient points of whatever topic we were hitting. But, you know, and the thing is that we hit pro-life issues from all kinds of different angles. I mean, and I mean, all the folks at EWTN, the national shows and everything, they do an excellent job. Teresa Tomeo and Jeanette Benkovic and, of course, Pat Madrid on Immaculate Heart Radio and Al Cresta. They all do a wonderful job hitting pro-life topics. Don't get me wrong. Barbara McWiggin, you know, but the thing is that I guess that's why St. Gabriel gave us this podium was because, I mean, this is what we do every day. Life is about... this is our business. And so we had Beth Vanderkoy on repeatedly to inform the folks out there to understand, you know, what all the technicalities of law in Ohio and nationally. We had Mike Gonadakis from Ohio Right to Life, who was a regular contributor to our show.
Earlier on in the show, yeah.
John Coates, who took over as the president there for a while of Ohio Right to Life. Mm-hmm. And they did a wonderful job.
Well, we've been blessed to be able to highlight and to host several local experts in these areas. You mentioned Beth Vanderkoy, but we've also had a number of other doctors and other people who are considered experts in these areas from locally here to come on the show who wouldn't necessarily have a voice.
Right, right. Well,
Ashley Fernandez has come on several times.
Who's a pediatrician and also a bioethicist. So,
right. And what most people don't know is you've taken some of our guests and you've turned them into national celebrities.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but I mean, the thing is that some of our guests really deserve to have that sort of notoriety.
I mean, Anthony Caruso came on our show to tell his story of conversion from being an IVF doctor to following the church's teachings on reproductive capabilities. And next thing you know, you've got him in the Pontifical Academy for Life. Now, he's not there yet.
Not there yet.
Still
we're
going to
get him there.
But he's gone on to do shows on Irrelevant Radio and with Teresa Tomeo and...
With Marcus Grodi and everybody.
Who's the guy up in Akron, the psychologist?
Oh, yeah.
Ray Grundy.
Oh, yeah.
Who we had on the show.
He always butchers his own name just for comedy. But Ray's a great guy, and he's been on our show, too, to talk about adoption and some of the other things. You know, he did a show, you remember this one, about what do you say when your kid comes home and they say that they're same-sex attracted.
Right.
And
right.
That was a serious show.
It was a great show.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually, I have to let people know, I'm just the golden tones of this show. Dr. Turek does all the yeoman's work in getting the guests and coming up with the topics of the show and just calls me up and tells me what the topics are. And sometimes I'll go, what the heck are you talking about? What are we talking about?
Do
this
I have to read
show?
A book for this show?
Yeah. And
that's a famous quote from Mike Parker.
Yeah. What book do I have to read this time? But Will's done the yeoman's work of getting the guests for the show. Sometimes he takes one of my ideas and runs with it.
Yeah.
And we can do a show on that. But, we also want to thank the people here at St. Gabriel Radio for giving us this opportunity.
Oh, the board and everybody. Bill Messerly, who's executive director, and Dave Osborne, who's a production guy. Bill James, who's always been faithful on the board and keeping us in line and telling us to shut up.
On some cruise or vacation, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, he's a globetrotter himself, you know.
Yes, he deserves to be.
Absolutely.
He deserves to be.
So he's done a fabulous job putting up with us. So
I think one of the funnest things that we do with this show or have done as being a part of this show is the spirit drives.
Well, the spirit drives are a blast. I mean, let's be honest, you know, we don't have one topic we can talk on. We can keep going on anything and they give us 3 hours.
No kidding.
So 2 hours sometimes, you know, and we have cool guests who come in and we can just riff off that all along. So spirit drives are a blast. And we've just had a wonderful time doing those and we plan to continue those.
Right. We plan to continue to be on that because that's how we got to start with the show. You know, you and I came on the last hour of the last day of the Fall Spirit Drive after you and I had just become friends, going to the Catholic Medical Association to talk about the the Catholic Medical Association and what it meant here locally for doctors and what we were doing. And then next thing you know, they're offering us a show here.
Like,
on
why
the
don't
radio.
You take a show? Or like, what are you talking about? We it's not anything that either one of us ever dreamt of doing.
Two knucklehead Springsteen fans who can't tie their shoes. Right?
I mean, you know, my dad did radio for a long time before I was born. So I don't. All I know of radio is what you and I have done together. You know.
Your dad, Papa Joe, most people don't know this. Papa Joe sat in the studio with us for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Papa Joe became very special to the show, and he would sit here and he'd give us a thumbs up or say, give us a look like that Polish look of, where are you going with this? What are you guys talking about? I understand. So Papa Joe is recovering right now from hip surgery.
Yeah, he had
a
hip fracture, and he's getting by.
Papa Joe will always be a nice memory for this show.
And, absolutely.
And we've had our kids in here, and they've done some things, too. Your kids actually came on the show one time, didn't they?
Yeah, they've done a little bit of singing and dancing and whatever it is that was called on for them.
When we did that Christmas show that was a complete and total disaster.
Yeah, well, you know, that Christmas show, I got a bone to pick with Bill and Dave, but that's okay. I might as well say it since this is our last show.
We're going to air everything now?
We're going to air everything. I still have the script for
you. Oh, that's right.
Remember? You
yes,
remember the ghost of HHS mandate passed.
That's right.
And I still have that script. It was a funny script.
It's still
not ready for prime time. But it was funny, and we had a lot of Jeff Sillick on there. Mike Barone was supposed to be on.
Speaking of Jeff Sillick, we had the Jeff Sillick rule early starting out. Jeff Sillick said, "You guys will never last 6 months."
That's right. You'll run out of topics.
You'll run out of topics to say, "Well, Jeff, it's been 6 years. We're still not out of topics, but we're just calling it a day.
We're just tired." So yeah, no. Jeff is a good friend of the show.
He's a great friend, and
to both of us. So, but he gave us plenty of ammunition and impetus to try to keep going with the show.
Right.
So,
right. I've known Jeff probably all my life. I grew up with him in Delaware, Ohio, and he and his brother and I were good friends. I spent being nights at Jeff's parents' house on sleepovers and those kind of things. So Jeff is a good friend. And he's a good man.
We wanted him to come on the show for that six-month
anniversary,
yeah, right?
That wasn't happening.
That's okay. But no. Anyway, there's so many topics that we got to do that were just a blast to come in here and talk about because, you know, I mean, people don't...
How many people are going to have a show on tattoos?
I know.
Tattoos in the Catholic Church.
Well, actually, there was information in that show. It just wasn't BS. I mean, it was a good show because it brought out the fact that there's a cottage industry of doctors out there removing tattoos.
Oh, absolutely.
That is mind-blowing to me that people were actually making a living off of that,
right.
You know, pulling out of regular medicine and actually doing aesthetic medicine to get rid of tattoos.
Right.
So I thought that was fun.
No, and I think all the shows have been fun. And you know, some of them
others
have been scary for me.
Some more than others.
And you knew my personal... aversion to demonic possession stories.
I know.
You kept pulling people on. Reverend Bob McDonald and all these other guys talking about demonic possession.
Yeah, we definitely had to get that in there. That was, you know, I mean, we did the occult with Sharon Gigani, yeah, who's been on Catholic
Answers. Yeah, she told us quite a bit. We didn't have many questions we got to ask.
We didn't know. One question was, how you doing? And it went on from there. So
we had several guests where we got in a few words. Father Spitzer was on.
Father Spitzer?
We got a few words in with him.
Talking
to the
levels
show,
of happiness.
Welcome to the show, Father Spitzer. And John Brahaney, the former director of the Catholic Medical Association.
Who's now with the National Catholic Bioethics Center.
We were happy to host the John Brahaney Show. they were all great shows.
It was
all
so
these people
good to be able to
such,
take a rest.
Such good stuff. But we're joined in studio today by a dear friend and the person who's given us every opportunity to embarrass ourselves on his radio station. And that's Bill Messerly.
Well, doctors, this is a good day, but a sad day for St. Gabriel Radio listeners all over Ohio who have called in and said they've enjoyed hearing you and hearing the discussions about our Catholic faith as it relates to medical practice. So I have a special gift here for
Oh my God!
For Dr. Turek. And I have to paint a picture. This
Please.
Is actually just a 5-minute gift. This is going to stay in the studio. And anytime one of our hosts needs a pick me up, we have a king.
This looks like the king from Monty Python.
Yes, it's sort of like that.
Yeah.
So that's our little joke gift. But I have some other gifts
for
you
as well. King of the Britons.
But the listening family, they have spoken so ardently about living our faith within our profession, and there's no profession more important to talk about our faith.
Oh my gosh.
But that through the doctors, and our hope is that you will be back in the saddle sometime in the near future. The gift that St. Gabriel Radio has extended to you is an etched image of the Catholic doctors on a beautiful flame-looking award.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, that's beautiful. It almost looks like Turek has hair in this thing.
A little bit. Just, it would fool you if you didn't know. And it has the Blessed Mother Blue shrouding it, so I like that.
We still look so young back then.
We did. We were a little younger, and I was wearing your coat.
You know, Bill, the one thing that most people don't know is they may not understand is the immense growth that St. Gabriel Radio has gone through in the 6 years that we've been doing the show. Not that we had anything to do with it, but thanks to the work of Bill Messerly and to Dave Warsborn and the other volunteers and employees that have been through St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and we want to wish you guys continued success in spreading the word of the gospel. We know that you're involved in working with other
apostolates
areas and apostolates and everything, and we just think you guys are outstanding, and it's been a pleasure working with you here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We are going to miss this every Wednesday evening coming in here and taking up the studio time. So
absolutely.
We hope that we can come back in the future.
Yeah.
You're the king of our hearts, as the award says there. So you're the king of our hearts. You have a seat here, but continue to do what you're doing right now, and that is setting a bar in your own profession that you can and should live your Catholic faith, even if it's unpopular. But thank you for that example.
Well, thank you. And that's a prime example of what this show's been about.
Yeah.
You know, it has been about how do we as Catholic physicians live our faith?
Yeah.
And you and I have been blessed to have the courage to make that decision to follow our faith. And I hope that our example that we've set with this radio show has been an inspiration to younger people or to other doctors who have started to explore their faith and what it means within the practice of medicine.
Yeah.
And have been able to take that good news of Jesus Christ into their examination rooms or into the hospitals, the operating rooms or whatever it is, and bring Jesus Christ to their patients and to the people that they encounter.
Well, the thing is that we've had all those quote unquote journey home shows, you know, with, Lisa Marr and
we're definitely not alone in this struggle.
There's all these good doctors out
Pat
there
Scarpini,
and nurses.
Lisa Marr.
I mean, but
even the medical students. I mean, we've had several classes of medical students who have gone through faithful to the Catholic Church, and they've been examples to all young college students and medical students that you can live your faith fervently and faithfully. Despite the pressures that you feel in a secular society.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, I think the pressure that they feel it spurs them on to continue to learn and grow and really develop their faith and to continue to apply it, continuously. So
that's one thing we've never gotten used to.
What's that?
Bill James sticking fingers in our faces.
Well, there's always that flinching, you know, you're like, because he kind of shoves it right in your face. So,
you can't see on radio. Of course, you can't see on radio, but we get time signals from Bill James, and every once in a while when you hear us pause, we're like, what does that mean?
All right.
I still don't understand what the C means.
Peace.
But
yeah.
Half a minute.
Half a minute. Okay. All right, there you go.
See, and then he'll start going, okay, so I see the C. I start closing down the show, and he's like, stretch it out.
Come on, keep talking.
So, you know, after 6 years, we'll be used to it, but no.
No, it never happens. It never happens.
No, but, to get serious again, you know, this show has meant so much to me is to be able to, I'm not a person like yourself who can easily go out and talk about our faith and and just engage people in that manner. But being behind a microphone has given me a little bit more of an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and
it has helped me in my faith, and personally, I think I've grown more to like you as I do this show than I ever have before. I say that wholeheartedly.
Well,
this show has meant a lot to me doing this with you and with all the people here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And as much as we've enjoyed doing it, I'm going to miss it. And hopefully in the future, I know we'll find the time to do something more.
Well, you know, as Frank Burns said in MASH, okay, it's nice to be nice to the nice.
Right.
So, the good feelings are all around. I love you like a brother, Mike, but I couldn't say that. I could say it with a straight face, but I'd rather say it with humor. So, but the point is that what this show means to me is our friendship and our actively doing God's will for the community in Central Ohio and beyond.
The Peter and Paul of Catholic Radio.
That's right.
Yeah, Peter, we need his Mama Cass.
I'm going to miss laughing every Wednesday. That's what I'm going to miss.
That is one thing that if you talk to anybody who's listened to our show, they enjoy our banter.
Yeah.
And I think that's been something that's been a blessing to us, that God has put us together. He knows how to put two opposites together alike, and we're getting the C sign.
Yeah.
Half a minute. I think I can fill that
seconds.
Now.
Right? Yeah, but, you probably could.
You know,
do we need to sing to finish?
No, we didn't.
Okay,
need to
all
sing
right.
To
I thought
finish.
I'd ask.
I'm not going to ask you to sing. But, you know, we always close the show in the same way, and in this way we'll just change it a little bit differently. Until we meet again, we hope that your day is happy, healthy, and holy.
God bless.
And thank you to all of our listeners and to St. Gabriel Radio.
The Catholic Doctors is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of The Catholic Doctors with Dr. Michael Parker and Dr. Will Turek are available at stgabrielradio.com.